WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is composer John Adams. He's been hailed by critics as one of the most exciting contemporary composers to build on the innovations of the first minimalist composers like Terry Riley, Philip Glass, and Steve Reich. His music is widely performed, and he has been both a musical advisor and composer in residence with the San Francisco Symphony. He's currently working on a grand opera called Nixon in China that premieres in October. It's set in 1972 at the time President Nixon visited China. The title composition of Adams' new album, The Chairman Dances, includes a piece that grew out of the opera. I asked John Adams about the ideas behind his composition, The Chairman Dances.
It was inspired from a scene in Act 3 of the opera that I'm writing, Nixon in China. During Act 3, we are present at the final banquet which the Americans threw for the Chinese. This is after 3 days of intensive speech-making and sightseeing and political talking, and everyone is pretty burned out. The only person who seems to have any gusto in the scene is Madame Mao, who walks on stage, no longer dressed as a communist, but in her former identity as a Chinese movie star. She's dressed very glamorously with stiletto heels. She goes over to the orchestra and tells them to play a different tune, a foxtrot, and she summons Chairman Mao down from his poster on the wall, and the two of them do a foxtrot and relive their early romance in Yunnan during the 1940s, and they foxtrot off into the night. I think your music is very infectious, and I wonder if that's ever a mixed blessing for you. I'm thinking that it might be suspect in some serious new music circles. Well, I think this particular album, The Chairman Dances, presents perhaps a somewhat lighter side of my musical personality. I have other records which are somewhat darker and somewhat more mercurial or emotional, pieces like Harmony Lehrer or Harmonium. I've been attacked from all sides. I've been attacked for the accessibility of my music. And that's an interesting fact and point, that music in the 20th century has become so divorced from its public that it's expected of a composer that he be inaccessible. And I think that this is indicative of a tremendous state of misunderstanding that the arts have arrived at by 1980. And I take my inspiration very much from the 19th century composers who were able to compose great works of art that were still accessible on the first hearing.
I want to ask you about your piece Short Ride in a Fast Machine, which is one of two fanfares on your new album. The rhythms on it are very catchy, very contagious, but there are so many different rhythms going simultaneously that when I listen, I find each of my hands and feet trying to beat out conflicting rhythms.
That's right. Well, my music really comes from a sense of pulsation, and I think that's really the essence of the American musical experience. What makes me differ from a lot of composers of my generation is that I try to incorporate different periods of pulsation within the music. So instead of a single mind-numbing repeated pulse, my music is a kind of combination of
different layers of pulsation, and I think that adds to the tension and the excitement of the music.
A 20th century music series in San Francisco called New and Unusual Music. I know that many symphonies are afraid that music will scare off audiences, and the way I understand it, your programs have gotten excellent attendance. What did you do to get such a good turnout?
Well, the idea behind the New and Unusual series was to use the immense prestige and influence and money that a major symphony orchestra has to try to promote a series of concerts that were geared towards a new repertoire and also admittedly geared towards a new audience. One of the perceptions I had when I went to symphony concerts to hear my own music or other music was that I never saw anyone my own age there. I never saw anyone that I knew, and this disturbed me greatly. So we set about to design this concert series that was very flexible in its format, that could allow for electronic music or for music that was highly amplified or music that involved theater, all the things that a standard symphony orchestra is simply unequipped to handle. And we also took these concerts outside of the very staid and respectable concert hall and had them in different venues around town, some which even looked almost like nightclubs. It was an experiment that worked for a while. Recently, the attendance has dropped off dramatically, and the programming has changed a great deal. The structure of a symphony is really a corporate structure, and it really should be in the business of promoting orchestral music. And that the kind of concerts that I'm talking about really, really should be in the hands of different institutions that are there to promote contemporary art, contemporary music.
You left academia. You didn't stay on for a doctorate of music. Was the training too orthodox for you?
I have no complaints about my training, and my teachers were very good. What I noticed while I was at college was that the professors of mine who were composers were desperately strung out between their roles as professors and their creative roles, and only a very, very rare person can straddle that dichotomy and maintain an important relationship to his or her art. And I felt that for me, the real motivating force was to do just my art and nothing else.
Are you busy preparing now for your opera Nixon in China?
I'm about halfway through the orchestration, which is a very, very long, arduous undertaking where I write each individual orchestral part out on a score, and then someone copies that into a part for each player. So I'm writing approximately 5,300 bars of orchestral music within the next 3 months.
What's it like to be working under a deadline? Is that helpful for you?
Normally, it's a tremendous beneficial tension that I like. I'm sort of like Mozart in that I can't conceive of writing a piece of music unless there is a deadline. However, at the moment, I find this tension almost unbearable, and I wish I could push the deadline back about 3 or 4 months, but I can't, so I'm having to learn to live with it.
Well, I wish you the best with it.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you very much for talking
with
us.
Sure, it's been a pleasure.
John Adams' new album is called The Chairman Dances. In October, the Houston Grand Opera will premiere his opera, Nixon in China.